Hey everyone, this is Anna Brandt, and in today's podcast, we are talking about decluttering your life, getting organized, purging, and all that's involved. As a photographer for 18 years, I can tell you over the years, I've accumulated quite a lot of things. One of the things I constantly do and have done pretty religiously for the past 8 to 10 years is to constantly clean and purge. I've had rummage sales, de-stash sales, given away things, donated. I'm known for just handing things to my assistants and saying, get rid of it, get it out, because it can just get overwhelming. And I do this at home and at the studio. And I constantly visit a lot of photographers' studios. And when I'm teaching or training at someone else's studio, I want to quickly grab things that I can use in the session. And I love going to new studios because they haven't accumulated too many things and they have just enough things to get started. But when I visit older studios, I find that, you know, there are closets and closets of things with just too much stuff. And it's just so hard to be efficient and to work when you just have a lot of clutter. So one of the things I tell photographers to do is before you bring in anything new, before you go prop shopping, you should be cleaning out the old. When I was growing up, I was the youngest of 5 children, and we lived on a big home with 7 acres, and my mom was known for her yard sales. Every single summer, before she started buying new for the fall, we would have one of the largest yard sales in our community. She would clean out everything, and she was constantly purging and cleaning, and with a family of 7 and a big house, it was just necessary for us to move forward. If she hadn't done that, we would just live in a big cluttered mess. And I learned growing up watching her to have these yard sales to clean out the old, and then we would have money to buy new. And it was just so great. We would help with the yard sales, and we would sell things, you know, for pennies on the dollar. But it was so satisfying. Not only did she have big rummage and yard sales, but she would donate. She was very, very big into donating bags and bags and bags to our local centers. And not only that, she was a big fan of shopping there. Whenever she would come to visit me in California, if I asked her, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Her eyes would get really, really, really big. And the place that she wanted to go was the Salvation Army. And it's so funny because at 82 years old, if I ask her where she wants to go, it's pretty much an antique shop or Salvation Army or somewhere where she can pick up old, repurpose it. She used to stain furniture. She was really good at... She still is taking the old, refinishing it, and making it new, but also still cleaning out the clutter. And I love that I was raised in that environment because I do that in my own home. Whenever my kids come to me and they say, Mom, I need new clothes, I kind of give them that look and they say, I know, I know. And I say, okay, let's set a date and a time, and that's the day and time we're going to clean out your closet. I recently did this with my son. He kept saying he needed new clothes and new clothes, and he was growing and he did need new clothes. But I also knew he had a closet full of clothes, and I couldn't even figure out what we needed to buy when his closet's full. We spent a Sunday and filled up 2 50-pound bags for donation. I think he was left with 10 shirts in his closet and I think 2 pair of jeans. And we just donated it. It felt so good to just clean out that closet. And then when we went shopping, we knew exactly what we were going to buy. So in your photography studio, do you even know what's in your closet? Do you even know what's in your drawers? When was the last time you cleaned out your clutter? When was the last time you had a de-stash sale? Or are you constantly buying and buying and buying because you're frustrated that you just don't have enough things to work in the environment that you want to work in and create the sets that you want to create? Photographers tell me all the time they're trying to define their style. And the thing about style is it changes as you change. My style is very different now than it was 5 years ago and 10 years ago. It's different in my 40s than when I was in my 20s. And you're going to constantly evolve in your business, just like you do in your personal life. So if you don't constantly clean out your closet and clean out the clutter, you don't really give yourself time to grow and create new styles, because the old styles become baggage and they become overwhelming, and then you just get frustrated with yourself. when you reach into that drawer or on the rack for that wrap that you want, it should be a wrap that you love. It should be one that indicates your current style. It should be one that you're happy to use. If you're grabbing a wrap and you're just saying, oh, it just doesn't look right and it just doesn't feel good, then just get rid of it. I challenge you once a month to not only purge your studio, but purge your websites, purge your Facebook pages. How many times has someone pointed out an image and said, oh, I love that image, and you look at it and you just squirm. You're just like, oh, I hate that image. But yet that image is still on your website and still in your social media pages. Get rid of it. I'm constantly purging my social media pages. Every time I add new images to my website, I delete the old. About once a month, I purge some of my Facebook galleries, and I purge images on my website about 2 to 3 times a month. I purge in my studio about once every 3 months. I'm getting ready to purge again. And I just feel that the only way to constantly keep your ideas fresh, your workflow simple, is to constantly purge, clean, organize. If you don't have time, make time. I promise you it is essential to just going forward in your life and your business. And not only will it make you feel amazing, you'll make someone else's day if you donate it or sell it. My name is Anna Brandt, and I hope you declutter your life.